This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Every major global climate record was broken last year, the World Meteorological Organization said on Tuesday, with rising temperatures and shrinking sea ice. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Earth is issuing a distress call. The latest state of the global climate report shows a planet on the brink.
The UN Weather Agency said in its annual State of the Global Climate Report that average temperatures hit the highest level in 174 years of record-keeping by a clear margin. Activists say there are many acutely malnourished children in northern Gaza where famine is bearing down. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Without urgent action, famine will hit between now and May in northern Gaza, where 300,000 people are trapped by fighting. That's according to the World's Hunger Watchdog, the Integrated Food Security Phase classification, on Monday. More than 5 months into Israel's ground and air assault, launched in response to Hamas's October 7th attack, there are widespread shortages of food, medicine, and clean water in Gaza, doctors and aid agencies say. Children's agency UNICEF said last week nearly one in three children under two in northern Gaza suffer from acute malnutrition, twice as many as in January. It found that 4.5% of children had severe wasting, the most life-threatening form of malnutrition.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. South Africa's top diplomat on Tuesday accused Israel of setting a precedent for leaders to defy the top U.N. court, as she again alleged a campaign of starvation in Gaza. South Africa has hauled Israel before the International Court of Justice to allege genocide. This is VOA News. The independent election watchdog group Golos called last week's Russian balloting an imitation of an election after President Vladimir Putin won his re-election bid in a campaign that was never in doubt. Anna Rice has the story.
David Kankia says the 77% turnout that the Central Election Commission of Russia cites is the result of government coercion.
It was an imitation of the whole election process. Imitation of political involvement among the so-called candidates, imitation of an election campaign and its coverage by media outlets, imitation of the voter turnout by forcing people to show up and vote.
For example, state employees were brought to polling stations in large numbers and pressured to vote. On top of that, parts of the country used an opaque online voting system. For Katerina Besedina in Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.
The two top U.S. generals who oversaw the Afghanistan evacuation in 2021 are blaming President Joe Biden's administration officials' planning failures for the chaos, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the first time the rift between military leaders and the administration's been publicly exposed. First, there was the president's decision to keep just 650 troops in Afghanistan.
We needed to maintain a minimum force of 2,500 troops.
If we go down to zero, you're going to see a rapid collapse of the Afghan government and the Afghan military.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley and Frank McKenzie, who led U.S. Central Command, told a House panel another big issue was the State Department's delay in starting an evacuation. Their remarks contrasted with a White House review blaming the military for the chaos. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An ex-White House aide to former U.S. President Donald Trump has reported to a federal prison, making history as the first senior member of Trump's administration to be imprisoned for actions related to the attempt to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Peter Navarro, before the former aide to then-President Donald Trump, entered a Miami prison on Tuesday.
All I have done is my duty to this country, the Constitution, my commander-in-chief, and to my oath of office.
He began serving a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena from a panel that investigated the 2021 Capitol attack. He was convicted last September of two misdemeanor counts. Navarro refused to provide testimony or documents to Congress, arguing that he did not have to cooperate because he thought Trump had invoked the legal doctrine of executive privilege, which shields some presidential records and communications from disclosure. That refusal led the Democratic-led panel investigating the January 6, 2021 attack by Trump supporters to refer criminal charges for contempt of Congress.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.